You were recently profiled by ABC News after giving a sermon to President Bush at a church in Paris. Can you tell us about that?
My cathedral, the American Cathedral in Paris, is one I've been going to since I was in Paris. And every year we have like a Youth Sunday where kids who are like 13 will go through like a sort of coming of age ceremony, and youth do the reading and a youth does the sermon, and their church, the kids' choir sings, and it's just the Youth Sunday. And so I was scheduled to give the sermon, and so I wrote it, and the day before, the Saturday before I was going to give it, I was going over it with my dad, and he was like, just so you know, President Bush is going to be there tomorrow. And I was like, oh my gosh. But my dad told me not to change a thing. I talked about my religious parkour as a TCK, basically, going from how religion is really important in my life, and it's not a very cool thing to have in your life just because it takes up a lot of time and no one else really understands it if they don't have that too. I struggled with it and I didn't like it at first because I had all these commitments, and then when I went to prep school, I sort of expected for it to just sort of drop out of my life. I wasn't really planning on doing anything to keep it alive. But I didn't have to. I went through hard times and good times that sort of made me realize that, like, God is still extremely, extremely vital to who I am. And I was just constantly reminded of him, just like taking a walk or talking to someone. And it's just sort of my development as a regular teenager with God in my life. The cool part was, in the end, I talked about how you can be a cool teenager and be an example for your other friends and for other kids by having the sort of grounding and helpful aspect of religion in your life and still drink and smoke and wear slutty clothes and shop and eat gluttonously. Just like how you can be okay with yourself and still like take the best from both worlds.
So what was the reaction?
Well, after I was done, I sat down and I looked over to see if he could, if he was looking at me, because I guess Bush was sitting in like the third row back and I could see him the whole time. And I was just like, but not really thinking about it.
Yeah.
And so I sat down back up. I was by the altar and I looked over to see if he was looking at me, and he caught my eye and he mouthed the words, "Great job." And I mouthed back, "Thank you."